Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening to all of our listeners on today. Yes, you are now tuned in to Facing Your Fears radio talk show hosted by yours truly, Evangelist Dr. Norma Chapman. As always, listeners, let us close our eyes and bow our heads for a short prayer. Father God, we thank you for another great opportunity that you have given us to go forth, Father God, and radio land. Hoping, Father God, and praying that we, when some listener out there, Father God, that we would say something to encourage them on today. And, oh, Father God, if they have any obstacles in their way, that we'll be able to solve them, Father God. These and other blessings we ask in your mighty name. Amen. Thank God. Yes, listeners, today we have a very, very important episode prepared for you on today. Our special guest for today is none other than Congressman Byron Lee. Yes, Byron Lee. A lot of you all out there should be familiar with him. He's been doing a great job there in Jefferson Parish, and hope to encourage you to vote for him and re-elect him for that important chair that he's running for again in this upcoming election. Without further ado, we will bring in our special guest into the studio live with me now. He's going to give you a short bio about himself. Afterwards, he will go straight into his presentation that he wants the listeners to know and to encourage you to vote for him on election day, especially early voting. He's going to be talking about a little bit of every all of his accomplishments. That's his topic for today, accomplishments, what he have accomplished, what he hope to continue, and what he will do, and his further and his future vision. None other than yours, Congressman Byron Lee. Go ahead, Congressman. Now you are available to speak to the listeners.
Well, hello to everyone in the listening audience. This is Councilman Byron Lee of Jefferson Parish, representing District 3. And you're absolutely right. We have a very important election that's going to be coming up on October the 14th. Early voting starts on September the 30th. And we feel blessed to be in a position where we are the incumbent, and we have been focused on issues that have been of utmost importance in District 3. District 3 in Jefferson Parish is both on the East Bank as well as the West Bank, and so we have a lot of geographic area to cover. However, my very capable staff has worked very hard to ensure that as much as we can do as your councilman in terms of the issues that are of concern to you, that we get it done. And so we're proud of our accomplishments. Certainly, we have had to deal with a number of natural disasters, including two hurricanes and one tornado, as well as the COVID crisis. And so, we've been able to persevere. We're grateful that we have a good administration in Jefferson Parish, and so we all have worked together to make sure that those issues that confronted us were resolved. During the COVID crisis, we were the first to provide masks to everyone who wanted them in our community, the first to provide locations throughout Jefferson Parish where they can get vaccinated. And whenever there were storms, we were always on the site. We never left the area. We stayed, and we were part of the rapid response team. But in addition to that, we've been blessed to have received a lot of money via the federal government, and we've been dutiful in terms of how we've spent it. And the vast majority of the funds that we've had, we've spent it on projects that benefit the people in our district. And so we're excited and looking forward to continuing to finish the project that we started, and thus, that's why I'm running for re-election.
There you have it, voters. We would like to ask Congressman on to fall on the Councilman. Question on today. Now, you sent me several projects that you have accomplished already there in District 3 in Jefferson Parish. What are your future visions that you have if you, when you are reelected? I don't like to say if, I like to say when you are reelected. What are some of your new visions that you have for District 3 there in Jefferson Parish?
Well, we have, I would say, first of all, continuation of our vision, and the vision was that we wanted to make sure that every community that we represented were equal in terms of what we were able to provide in those neighborhoods. And some that did not have walking tracks, outdoor exercise equipment, as well as other quality of life things, we put them there. And others where computers and were needed in communities that suffered from the digital divide, we placed them in our community centers. And so moving forward, we have projects such as our COVID memorial that is getting ready to start, whereas this memorial will provide a place where for all those who love lost ones, friends, family members, or even co-workers or church members, their names will be placed on the wall so that we can commemorate them. In addition to that, we are in the process of building a farmer's market, a beautiful farmer's market that will allow for small business owners to be able to sell their products and goods so that we can create economic synergies for smaller businesses in our community. And so those are amongst the things that we've started that we have not finished, but there are so many more. And so as we look at the future, our focus is going to be on assisting our communities with additional nonprofits to focus on not only job training, but also education. And we know that education is the key to a thriving civilization. And so we're going to be focused on that as well as providing additional safety nets in our communities to ensure that the quality of life and property values continue to go up. And so we have a lot to do. We have not completed everything. And then last but not least, in the Avondale-Waggaman area, we've been working very hard through COVID to bring a grocery store to that area. We have not closed the deal yet, but we are in the midst of, I believe, getting it done. Certainly, we have not been able to get it done as of yet, but it's something that I'm going to continue to work on, and I think we're getting closer by the day.
Awesome, awesome. Another question that I received in your presentation, the funds for technology, after-school tutor programs, and after-school feeding programs. You have already accomplished that. For what you expect to add to it, in the with your going forward, do things you've already accomplished already, and I know you want to do more greater things in addition to what you've already done. And I know the community, the citizens there in Jefferson Parish should be proud to have a person that's working elector. An official working as hard as you are there in Jefferson Parish. And I noticed some of the other things you sent me was in reference to senior citizens and other computer programs and activity that you're bringing, that you're doing now, and you hope to continue doing in your reelection. Am I correct?
Yes, that's correct. We this year awarded grants to I think about 10 different organizations, faith-based organizations, nonprofits, as well, to carry out much of the mission that we're interested in seeing done. Some of them have started, some have not ramped up yet, but the future looks bright for us in terms of all the things that you mentioned. We know that that our parks and playgrounds are where most of our kids come to play. However, we wanted to add a tutorial program, so as many as possible, to ensure that not only would they be the best in sports, but also scholastically. And so we're going to continue to do that We support those type of programs. In addition, that for our seniors, I absolutely love everything that we've done over the years. Every year we have a seniors luncheon. This year we had 1,400 people there who were seniors, and it's a blast every year. It's like Christmas for me on those days, because we spend a considerable amount of money to ensure that they are happy, and that they are happy, and that they benefit from all the joy that we try to bring. It is a and along with that, we've had a I started a computer literacy program for our seniors, and it has worked fantastically. And I can't tell you enough about the number of seniors and middle-aged people who were able to become more literate, and their joy that they had when they learned how to create their own email accounts and Facebook pages and all of those type of things that would bring, you know, bring a certain level of interest to them that they did not once know.
What?
Mm-hmm.
And so.
Go ahead.
Oh, it absolutely is. It's vital to make sure that, you know, our digital divide is lessened. It is vital.
Yes.
And so we're going to always do everything that we can. I support all of our senior activities, from the seniors' guilds to our senior centers. We fund them year-round to make sure that they can enjoy their years and be treated with decency and respect that they deserve.
Yes, and I think it's very important, and I amend you on technology as far as y'all is concerned, because technology is going to be taken over, and they need to know how to have knowledge of using their computers and phones, cell phones, in order to be able to go forward in the future. Also, it's important that our children, which have been many years of knowing and getting education in technology. Another thing I want to talk about with you is the crime there in Jefferson Parish.
Okay.
What are you doing to focus on that?
Well, great question. I have worked with our sheriff's office quite a bit to target areas where we've had upticks in crime. Now, the wonderful thing is that crime is down from year to year 7% in Jefferson Parish as a whole. We found reduction in crimes in areas where it has been a little bit higher before. And so how do we do that? We've used our discretionary fund, what we believe was wisely. We've put cameras in all of the what we deem were somewhat troubled neighborhoods or areas to have the technology to help us not only abate crime but also identify perpetrators very quickly. They are tied into the Jefferson Parish Sheriff's Office's database, and we also have another database that is paid for by Jefferson Parish government. And so we put crime cameras in many, many communities, and oftentimes we don't tell them where they are because we don't want the bad guys to know where they are. But it helps us to be able to catch people faster, and it helps us to solve crimes. And so we're proud of that. But then at our parks and playgrounds, where needed, we also fund additional police security around them, around the parks and playgrounds for events, but more so in the evening times when our parks are getting ready to close and early in the morning when our citizens are walking around the tracks and so mm-hmm. at our parks and playgrounds. So we've been very proactive yeah. with that, and we're grateful that our crime statistics have been lowered from year to year by 7%.
Great, great. Now, something else, as we know that I'm very passionate about domestic violence and human trafficking, and with the mm-hmm. cameras and all being up, especially in the playgrounds and areas where it's high crime, I commend you on that. And domestic violence, I don't know how much it happens there in Jefferson Parish, but we know that that's a very vital subject as well, that we all should be aware and have knowledge of domestic violence environment and the issues with domestic violence, and we're going to put them together with human trafficking. I know you have great programs prepared and have prepared for such environment, and what are your future visions as far as keeping down domestic violence in the community and people that's living in such environments?
Well, I would say that biggest thing from my end is to always support the programs that are beneficial towards not only preventing it, but also abating it. And so there's not a time where we have not offered our assistance in some way that would be beneficial, and that's inclusive of we've been having discussions about having additional shelters in place. Some years ago,
mm-hmm.
a lady by the name of Pat Jackson, God bless her soul, she's deceased now, but she came to me because she wanted to open up a battered women's shelter. And to my mm-hmm. amazement, there were some people who were against it. It didn't make sense to me, but as I am, I thought it was a great idea, and so I supported that. And so we've had conversations about doing that again with others, and I'm just totally in support of that. Now, I know a shelter is actually a place of last resort, so we would rather it not happen as opposed to having to have more shelters. But in terms of supporting those type of things, I'm always going to support that.
Awesome, awesome, especially giving more education and letting people be more aware of the danger of living in that type of environment and encouraging them to come out of the environment, as well as educating our girls and boys, because the boys included too, and about human mm-hmm. trafficking, because that's a subject as well. And I, you know, everything you're talking about, I'm really, really, really happy and enthused over the accomplishments that you have done there. Excuse me, Jefferson Parish. We do have a caller. We want to bring that caller in now. Our code 504. Last 4 digits of that number is 7765. We're going to bring them live into the studio with us. Hello, caller. You're now live on the air. What is your name? Start your conversation.
Yes, I would like to thank Councilman Lee for the work he's done and what he's going to continue to do. But, you know, I wanted him to talk a little bit about that saltwater intrusion coming up in Mississippi, so everybody won't get. So we get shocked, and when we say, are we prepared to deal with it? So we won't run out and try to get all the water between here and Mississippi.
Yes, great question. We just had a conversation this morning with our parish president and her administration, and we're being proactive. We have begin the process of working with the city of New Orleans about working jointly to help to mitigate the problem that we could possibly have. And by doing so, each municipality will be responsible for their own area, but we are jointly coming up with the process by which we can make sure that we use work with the Corps of Engineers to ensure that that the mix between the salt water and the fresh water does not continue to grow. Now, dates were scheduled initially where I believe they were saying that it could possibly come to the New Orleans area somewhere around the 8th, but that date has been pushed up to somewhere a latter part of the month. Now, what we're hoping for is that it doesn't happen to whereas we have to, you know, alter our lives in terms of how we take baths and how we utilize our water, because the impact will be great, not only on our residential owners, and just citizens of the parish, but also on our restaurants and places like that. And so we are being proactive, I can assure you that. And we're going to continue to go to the public as soon as we get more information. And let me just say that we did file, okay, a request with the federal government for a state of emergency, and we're waiting for not only for our governor to get involved, but also our federal government. I also spoke to Congressman Troy Carter yesterday about it. They are very aware of it, and they're working through two different means. Number one, they were working yesterday on getting our federal budget approved, but also making sure that there was funding in place just in case the worst happened, but in minimally to ensure that we would have all the necessary dredging or whatever we had to do, or the type of equipment that would build underwater dams to part the difference of water between fresh water and salt water.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, caller, for calling in.
Thanks for the question.
And listeners, you do have time to press that number one on your phone if you have any questions or comments or just want to have any concerns that you want to want answers to. Now is the time to press that number one on your phone. You can call in and talk personally with Mr. Lee. And all the things that he have discussed, how can you not be proud of him and not continue to want him to work continuously for you on behalf of Jefferson Parish? Another interesting thing that I read was in reference to the found a fitness track, the exercise equipment, and all of these things that you're doing in Jefferson. Every topic that I read upon on your list of accomplishments, and I know that you're going to continue to do the best of the best of the best of your service there in Jefferson Parish. I am just overjoyed to read it and to know that you're working tireless and faithful in the capacity that God has placed you in. And I'm praying that you will continue to do a good work there in Jefferson Parish. Do you have anything else? You have a little time left, listeners. You still have time to press that number one until we get another caller. Anything else you want to speak to our listeners about today, especially the number that you are, that's on the voting, the number that they should vote for, or anything else you want to bring to the light for the on Saturday, early voting? You know, we want to encourage everyone to get out and vote early. You know, so anything you want to encourage the listeners in reference to that?
Well, first of all, I'll say, again, thank you for having me on the show. God has been very good to me, and my job is to be a blessing to others. And so what I would ask is that for all those who can vote within Jefferson Parish and vote in District 3, and I'd be honored to have your vote again or for the first time. The election day is October the 14th. However, early voting starts on this Saturday on September 30th, and I am number 79. And so if you live in Bunch Village, Little Farms, Kenner, David Development, Claiborne Gardens, Kennedy Heights area, Wagman, or Marrero or Harvey, I represent you. And so we're just asking for your continued support and for your prayers. And We believe that the good Lord is going to shine upon us where we'll be able to do another term. So remember Byron Lee, number 79.
There you have it, listeners. There you have it. I called Mr. Byron Lee at a late today and invited him to be on the show, in which I apologize to my listeners. But guess what? He's coming back. He's going to come back next month. The earliest date that he can appear, he's going to have more time to talk to you. And even after he's reelected, we would love him to come back on Faith in Your Fears to enlighten the community of what he's doing and anything that you want to be a part of there that you're capable of being. He said you would have to learn how to join in and make our community more prosperous, more effective. And this informational, informative information that you're getting today is just a short little chip off of the iceberg. I'm sure that he has more and more accomplishments that he would like to discuss with you. We have such a short time here in the studio. I'm just happy that I have him as a special guest on today. And listeners, you can always go to Facebook and continue to listen at this show. I encourage your friends and family. If they're interested in what he was saying on the show today, you can just go to Facebook, Facing Your Fears page, my page, Norma Chapman page, or What Faith Can Do page, or the Chapman Family Reunion page, and even my page, To Be Friends in Christ. And this show will be posted where all you have to do is just click on the topic and begin to listen to this broadcast, this episode that we just finished talking about. He has so much accomplishment that he have achieved there since he's been elected. And we're praying that he would be reelected for this position, and God will continue to pour out fresh anointing on his life, continue to shine in his life, and continue to guide him and give him fresh vision and knowledge and understanding, above all, how to lead his people. And we want to thank him for appearing on Facing Your Fears on today, and we encourage him to come back. I really would love for him to come back and talk about some of the things that he has achieved already, how you can get more involved in the community and more help in helping him go forward and helping your community to grow strong and productive there in Jefferson Parish. We want to thank you. Now you have about 2 minutes for your closing statement, and then we'll close the show out time to you.
Well, thank you, Dr. Chapman, for all that you're doing, and ask that and pray that you continue to do the good work that you're doing. It's important for us to have a voice. It's important for people to know what the issues are. And I would say that an educated people are better people, and as long as we continue to find ways to be able to educate our people on and keep them up to date on issues and things that they should know about, I'm sure you will do it, and I will continue to do it myself. And so, again, thank you for giving me the opportunity to be a part of your platform, and I look forward to coming back.
You're most welcome to come back and listen. Do not forget number 79. On this Saturday, if you're going to be an early voter. And I want to encourage y'all who never voted to please become a registered voter. It's important. If you want your voice to be heard, your opinion, just don't talk about it and whine and cry about it. Be a part of being a registered voter. That way, when you cast your vote, your voice can be heard. God bless all of you, and God keep you. And this is the end of the episode for today. God bless you. I expect to see everyone back in the studio next Thursday for a new topic and a new special guest. God bless all of you. And thank you so much, Councilman Lee.
God bless you. Thank you.
Bye-bye now.